I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 50 people were killed and dozens injured in a fire likely caused by an oxygen tank explosion at a coronavirus hospital in Iraq's southern city of Nasiriyah. Health officials and police said on Monday, and as rescuers combed the smoke-charred building in search of more bodies, and they held urgent meetings with senior ministers and ordered the suspension and arrest of health and civil defense ministers there. That's according to the prime minister's office. The manager of the hospital was also suspended and ordered to be arrested. Already decimated by war and sanctions, Iraq's health care system has struggled to cope with the coronavirus crisis, which has killed more than 17,000 people. It's also infected more than 1.4 million people. Health officials at Nasiriyah said that search operations at the Al Hussein Coronavirus Hospital were continuing after the fire was brought under control, but thick smoke was making it difficult to enter some of the burnt wards. Large contingents of Cuban police continue patrolling the capital of Havana following rare protests around the island nation against food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Cuba's president says the demonstrations were stirred up on social media by Cuban Americans living in the United States. Many young people took part in the Sunday protest in Havana, which disrupted traffic until police moved in after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. That demonstration and others in the communities around the tightly controlled country marked some of the biggest displays of anti-government sentiment in decades, and authorities appear to want to put a stop to it. The arrest of a failed Florida businessman and the assassination of Haiti president deepened the mystery into the plot. This is VOA News. The death toll in the Miami area condominium collapse has now climbed to 94. Officials said Monday that 22 people remain unaccounted for. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said that officials are stepping up security at the site to ensure that recovery crews can preserve personal items for family members of the victims. The Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said that a new round of COVID-19 tests had been administered to local officials after vaccinated Miami-Dade County Commissioner, who helped other officials in Surfside, announced that he and his chief of staff both tested positive for the virus. She said that all rapid tests have come back negative thus far. The World Health Organization now says that rich countries should not be ordering booster shots for the vaccinated populations, while other countries have yet to receive COVID-19 vaccines. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the deaths were again rising from the COVID-19 pandemic. The Delta variant was becoming dominant, and many countries had yet to receive enough vaccine doses to protect their health workers. He added that this behavior is prolonging the agony and it's taking the world hostage. Tedros singled out vaccine makers Pfizer and Moderna as companies that were aiming to provide booster shots in countries where there were already high levels of vaccination. He said that they should instead direct their doses to COVAX, that's the vaccine-sharing program, mainly for middle-income and poorer countries. South Korea's streak of more than 1,000 daily coronavirus cases has now reached a week as health authorities scramble to slow a viral surge that has brought Seoul's thriving nightlife to a standstill and professional baseball to a halt. Authorities said Tuesday that more than 800 of the 1,150 new cases are in the greater capital area, where officials have shut down nightclubs and prohibited private social gatherings of three or more people after 6 p.m. The U.S. government on Monday moved to ease a crippling sanction imposed by the Trump administration on Venezuela by allowing companies to export propane to the troubled South American country. It's a step that could mitigate a shortage that has pushed people to cook on charcoal or wood grills. The Biden administration policy decision of wide impact in Venezuela comes as the socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro has begun to allow foreign aid into the country, and it's taken other steps to signal it's willing to engage with Washington. The license from the U.S. Department of Treasury authorizes non-U.S. companies to export liquefied petroleum gas to Venezuela without risking any sanctions. The authorization is valid for 1 year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.